Zave and Michelle for breakfast. 92.9 Triple M.
Hello, welcome to the Thursday edition of the podcast. Big podcast coming up. We chatted to the West Coast Eagles' newest recruit. He goes by the name of Ryan Marrick. Mid-season draft happened last night. He was number one pick. He's going to West Coast. He's flying to Perth today, actually.
Yeah, so, coming along. And just watch out for the moment in the interview where Xavier just sprinkles some sugar and like just sets him up just in case he's going to be one of his boys, you know, one of his favourites.
In the clan.
Yeah.
Well, I can't help myself.
Yeah, he knows quality. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And also, game one, State of Origin last night. So we went straight to the top. I mean, Wendell Saylor. Don't come much bigger than that in the rugby league game. Chatted to Wendell as well. That's all coming up in the podcast. Three things from today, guys. You've seen all these idiot climate protesters that are popping up everywhere. They're not really doing anything other than just annoying people.
Acknowledging the climate, but when you're just an idiot... No one's listening to a word
Absolutely.
You're saying.
So they've done the glue themselves to the ground. They've glued themselves to cars. They've done the powder everywhere. We've seen a couple of those stop traffic.
That's when CAC started going downhill. She said that they should be used as speed bumps. Oh, just leave them there and use them as speed bumps. Oh, yeah.
CAC.
Red hot, yeah.
CAC's still with us?
Yeah. She just came out of I'm a Celebrity
in the jungle.
Fashion.
That's right.
Yeah. I knew I'd heard her.
So there was some footage up from a TV show which we were watching yesterday when they tried to protest on there, and then the bloke got taken out by the camera just kind of coming through.
It was
the
a robotic camera. Show or something, wasn't it?
He got taken hard.
Yeah, it certainly was aimed and fired. Well done.
Good work.
But when you ask him at the workplace, no, that is the shot we were after.
He happened
to be standing there.
They got a new one. So apparently they're going around deflating tyres of SUVs or four-wheel drives.
I thought about
gas
you.
Gas guzzlers. Yeah, you
anything saw this? That's a biggie. Like the Rams, like your fabulous little number.
A little Ranger from Range 4. We love
just
them.
Just a little Ranger.
A little four-cylinder.
They wouldn't touch the Ranger.
But I'll tell you
what.
Be in
their best interest not to.
Yeah, I was just going to say you're front row centre for these crazy people.
What
is letting down the tyres?
What did CAC say?
Speed
CAC
bumps.
Said that the people that glued themselves to the road, something about
probably,
speed
that's probably
bumps.
A bit harsh.
Too much.
Yeah,
it is very harsh from CAC there. Yeah.
But I love the sensitivity in you. That's what gets me about you. And I'm like, oh, maybe we shouldn't. Xavier's like, no, thought, calm, Michelle. And, he's in the right.
Apparently this trend is coming to Australia, though, so be careful, X-Men. Just try and keep it inside.
Yeah. No, it won't end well.
No.
No.
Don't touch someone else's property.
Has anyone ever... I lived with a girl once who admitted to me that she had trashed her ex's motorbike.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Was he a cheater?
Who knows? I've got to be honest. Yeah. She was nuts.
Okay.
She was actually nuts.
Jeez, you got some shitty friends, mate. Yeah,
you know, mate, I live with her. I've been there 5 seconds and live with her. No friend.
Right.
Tell you that right now. Yeah.
Did you live with people along the way you weren't mates with?
That was the first time I moved out of state, and I moved to Brisbane, and it was like 2 weeks. They give you 2 weeks, put you up, and then go, good luck.
Who was she?
This is like the company. She was just a ditz.
Worked at the station?
No. She worked in, I think, recruitment.
But that's not who the work put you up with.
No. Right. That put you up in your own place. And you'll do because you didn't even have a car to get anywhere. Yeah, she was nuts.
Mm. Right.
Absolutely nuts.
Pauline Hanson is getting sued in court right now over an alleged tweet that she made.
Oh, what did she say?
No, I won't get into that.
Mark Latham trots around doing whatever he wants. Go on. So she a bit of an off-colour tweet, right?
So she's getting sued and she needed to raise some money for the court battle, sent out a few emails to a few donors, didn't get much back. So she's decided that she's going to hand sew some sweaters and sell them online.
Have a look at the piece of paper the knits that she's got. Yeah, righto.
So she's auctioning. You can buy these. They're on the One Nation website right now. They're handmade
she's
sweaters.
Them for 500
Next
clams.
Minimum bid. Minimum bid.
They're all about
$700.
These are expensive handmade sweaters.
You can't click it up by $5. She's not interested in. Yeah, no.
She wants the big stuff, old Pauline. Yeah, auction process.
What have we got there?
It's talented.
There's some chunky knits there. It's no Jenny Key, but it's like.
I just don't like the colour. I like the yellow one.
You got your cable knit in the purple. Your Grimace purple.
The V-neck's no good.
You got your khaki V-neck there. In the honeycomb. You got, I'll tell you, whoever's done this, there's been some real back work put into the
knitting.
And I love
how she's modelling them as well, Pauline.
You don't want them on anyone else, do you?
Of course not, mate. You're not going to chuck them on, Latham.
They're lovely artwork just pop behind it every time. It's just a different bit of artwork behind it.
Different canvas behind
it. I love looking in the back of things, especially when everyone was zooming for TV and interviews and that. What's that book he's got on his shelf? What's that ornament?
Oh, when the Zoom period came in over COVID.
Oh, it's a conch shell. Yeah, look at that.
Yep.
And thus was born my love for shells.
The Shell Museum, which you'll hear about very soon in the podcast. Last one from me, guys. So, Hinge, the dating app, it's not just photos anymore that you just kind of go back and forth with the person that you're interested in. You can actually do little voice memos and leave them on your profile.
Right.
I reckon, I thought about this.
Am I allowed to play one?
Yeah, I've got one here as well. But I reckon if this was on when I was on the dating app scene, I would have done a lot better. Just could really put one on, just record. I'll do it in studio.
Do you know what Sian says? Because I don't tell them what I do. Sian, what did you say? You go, oh, mate, that was my forward step. That was my calling card.
Michelle keeps radio under the Von Dutch. Oh, you used to present that to everyone.
Hey, what, for joy or not really?
No, it worked.
Really?
I mean, well, it would have worked a lot better if the voice memo was back there in the day. But this guy has gone a little bit viral. This guy's name's Josh, and this is his voice memo on his Hinge dating profile.
People hate online dating. Swipe, swipe, swipe. It sucks. Get on down to Josh's DMs for 50% off compliments and 2-for-1 deals on red flags. Everything you need to be a bit confused and pissed off. If you think you've had the worst first date, don't worry. I'll beat it by 10%. Get on down to Josh's DMs. Yes, I'm 25 and my mum wants to meet my girlfriend. Get on down to Josh's mum's house. Josh's mum's house. Red flags are just the beginning.
Oh, that's probably give him a tap.
That's a tap. Yeah.
Do you know what? Oh, absolutely. For just the quality of content.
Yeah. Put some time in.
And I won't say that in a sentence, but
Well, I will. Both in Hinge and off Hinge.
Let's get into it, eh? The full show, podcast, heaps of stuff coming up. The big question today was, is it a carpool job or is it not? That was the question.
That was a
deflated at the end
poor
there.
Poor cell, mate.
Is it a carpool moment or is it not?
Gonna need you.
Is the question today?
There you go. Shit. That's a little bit better. Yeah.
The Fantail quiz was almost derailed today because we couldn't find a correct Fantail to do the quiz.
Man but over he came there. Back. Look, Xavier, I bounced
straight away though.
Do you know I look at him and I go, he's an intelligent man.
Mm.
He knows what's what. He's no fool.
Well, Tom sent it
he
to him. He
doesn't take fools lightly, but
I found that one.
Did you? Okay.
He leaves.
Hold on.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Fantails sitting there out on the table.
Yeah.
It's
is there
been
any more
hard
left?
Saying that whole sentence. Yeah. You two
no, there's nothing left, mate. That's why the issue started.
So there's
nothing left.
So what are we going to do tomorrow?
Yeah, there's a super.
We'll just make him up.
Okay.
Just make him up.
Fantail quiz back tomorrow.
That's all going to be circling around. Now, there was a reality show. It was called The Recruit. What were they recruiting for? Was it footy? You got it right.
Yeah, there
you
go.
You got it right.
And are you on the devil's lettuce for a bit of pain action? It was another question that we asked. A few people were. Which is interesting.
There you go.
Some good stories.
I'm
and a cat.
Interested
and
in
a cat.
The, yeah, I'm interested in that place getting its little getaway license. Yeah. All of a sudden, there'd be a lot of people with flaring issues.
And if you've got a Hextad as well, keep listening because it's not your day today. First day of winter, June 1st. Enjoy the podcast. We'll chat to you tomorrow.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Hello, guys. Welcome to it.
Present and accounted for.
Good.
So there used to be one kid at school that used to repeatedly say that and wondered why he got mercilessly picked on when there was a roll call. President accounted for.
Oh, God. Get
wonder
out.
Where
I think
Greg
you had to
now.
Say something like that.
I just hear, would you?
Yeah, here.
Nah.
Yeah. Anderson, Michelle. Hey.
Nah, we didn't. We weren't here.
Right.
Nah. Yeah, you're from a top-tier school, though, right?
Tier 1, not top-tier.
Tier 1.
The top-tier.
He always thought, that's a tier 3. Whenever there's other stuff, that's a tier 3.
That's a tier 3.
Nah. Well, I was on a tier public school, and
that's a tier,
yeah,
like 15.
You can do whatever you want,
that's
basically.
Tier basement.
As long as you... it's a sub-tier. And,
that's the basement car park where the lift goes to be.
As long as you made a sound when your name was called. It could have been abusing another kid.
My memory might be fading, but I thought we had to stand up behind our chairs and say maybe present.
A
or
present,
something.
Present was goes.
Not, some not kid doesn't have to thing. Stand behind the chair. You could be anywhere. You could be beating someone up in a corner.
Hang on, I'll be at my desk in a minute.
I'm hands full. You bet I am here.
I've just got the jockey. I'm beating him.
Save and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
About 5 minutes ago, it wasn't going to happen. Jeez. The Fantail
game. There's no Fantails left, so there were five on my desk. It's now been whittled down to zero, and the zero at the desk downstairs, so that's left me a little bit short. But
You shouldn't have left them there. I knew it.
Yeah, I know. They weren't mine, so yeah. I had to leave because they weren't
all
mine.
All the more reason to take them.
I do have one with me, though, so we're going to rock and roll, of course. Fantail, okay. Who am I?
Mm-hmm.
Off the back of someone leaving them at my desk.
I still think we need some more razzle dazzle for this, you know, a little bit of pomp and ceremony, bit of an intro. But
he's too worried about ruining the game as opposed to adding the audio.
Sure. Yeah. Frozen with fear.
Here we go. Who am I? Born in Melbourne, 1968.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't write them down, Shane. You got to keep. It's all about the brain.
Yeah. You've got to pretend like
it's not mine, Matt.
It's like live TV.
Not a flowchart, mate.
Radio. All right.
Otherwise, I might as well just hand you my phone.
Yeah. Give him the rapper, okay. The Fantail rapper.
Born in Melbourne, 1968. He was a natural comedian and became popular amongst his classmates for doing comic impersonations of his teacher.
I'm writing something down.
Oh, I've got two names in my head.
Yeah, I'm right. Okay, keep going.
Write it down.
He
began a career as a stand-up comedian, gaining popularity on a TV series, Full Frontal.
Oh, no. Oh, not who I was thinking.
Full Frontal.
Who'd you have then? Who'd you have?
I was going Hughesy, but I think I was a
tiny bit too old. I had Hughesy as well.
Okay, so plow on. I think Hughesy was born in Warrnambool, wasn't he?
Was he?
He did.
In 1997, he made his film debut in The Castle.
What's his name?
Went on to star in Hulk, Troy, Star Trek.
Got it.
Fire away.
Damn it.
Would that be?
And is a bonus point available for full name?
Eric Banner.
Bonus point available for full name?
Eric Francis Banner.
Eric Jason Banner.
Damn it! Is it actually Jason?
No.
Eric Banner Dinonovich.
Oh, the last name.
Oh, he's got the, righto.
Is that a win?
Banner Dinonovich. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, there you go, Eric Banner.
Banner's shortened as well, I wonder.
Right down,
got
Eric Banner.
Done well, hasn't he, Eric Banner?
Eric Banner's done really well.
Remember that? I always remember the castle. Yeah, but would you eat on the flight? Just asking about the food out of everything.
I left out the part when it was as Con the kickboxing account, and I thought that might be an absolute dead giveaway. But anyway, Eric Banner.
I've forgotten that one.
Eric Banner. What's his full name?
Eric Banner-Dinonovich.
Banner-Dinonovich.
Yeah,
right.
Wow.
I mean, that's probably wrong, and I apologise to anyone who's just driven off the road. And I've insulted. Insulted whatever country that is.
Remember he was a telly stubby, and he'd come out as a telly tubby, but they're in the shape of stubbies. He doesn't refer back to his comedy work anymore. I love it.
Good win, Michelle. Fantail game. Thanks, back tomorrow with a new Fantail Who Am I 92.9 Triple M.
Save and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
I'm bored already with this dating thing. I've been on one date.
He's already bored you.
No. Oh. No, but what do you say? Bored me? What's
bored.
That mean?
Bored.
Oh, bored me. Yeah. We're going out on another date tonight. I hope he's not listening because I said, I won't talk about it. But I've changed my mind on that. But, here's the thing, right? We're going to go out. Yesterday, it seems nice so far, but yesterday at about 1:45 in the afternoon, I said,
win Wednesday, win the week. Yeah.
And
in
this
the back
is
of your
it.
Mind.
I come out with a real strong text.
Did.
No, I didn't. No, we'd already organised. It's just been traumatic.
We already organised
that we're going out tonight last week, right? Mm-hmm. And then I texted him at about 1:45 in the afternoon and gone, oh, hey, what time are you free? Because he's got normal work, obviously, not like me. And it took 8 hours to get back to me. Said he had the kids, which, look, I'm not cutting across children, but can you really not access your phone?
I did just
for
say.
For a whole of 8 hours?
I did just say I've muted every single conversation
that
on my phone.
That is a good point.
Yeah. Literally said that 5 minutes ago.
Hopefully, though, if you were in this situation, the new woman on the horizon, would be the exciting part where you go, I won't block that one.
Yeah. It's like the wave coming in from a distance.
So
you see it, you're excited, you don't get on it very quickly, you'll wait.
That's true.
You just compare me to riding a wave.
A perfect wave in Tahiti. I'm talking about a Tahiti wave, mate.
Yeah.
Sitting there going, there's the swell, but it's just not there yet.
Mate, if he keeps going, I'll be one of those giant ones. It's like when that comes down, it's going to kill him.
Call it a dumper in two ways. His ass and dump on him. Yeah,
I'll give you an update tomorrow.
Where we end up going? Where are we snacking?
I'm not telling everyone. It's around my hood because I get up early.
Is it the one that we spoke about?
No, I couldn't get in.
Ah.
Will Street. I hear you. I see you. Just one table. Two. Okay.
Hey, Will Street, you want some free advertising? Yeah. Get Michelle a table. Bang. Job done.
Two Indonesian people. Fusion. It just looks fantastic on the menu.
Prices because you can't put a price on the taste.
Oh, no. Exactly. Your shout, Michelle.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Talking hex right now.
Yeah, there was just a soft solicit to see if anyone's got a hex debt out there because there's some bad news starting today, Michelle, for millions of people out there. So don't feel like you're alone. A bit like the rental crisis or the mortgage home loans going up. You're not alone.
Yeah, and give us a call if you have got a hex debt. 1-333-53 and tell us what you got, Matt, because nearly all of us have got a little something in the back of
the
Help or hex.
Unfortunately, as of today, the student debt will increase by 7.1%.
That's huge.
That is a big leap. So for someone, for example, well, actually, we might as well get to Lauren because she's in the realms of what we've got here as an example. Lauren, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
That's some good news for you on your way to work or wherever you're heading, just a little 7% bump.
Yeah, fabulous.
Isn't it just, you can't even, I feel so, I hear the dejection in your voice, Lauren, and that means you're paying another $1,846. That's a good jacket. That's a solid few pieces in your wardrobe, at the very least.
So, Michelle, you owe over $27,500, is that right?
Lauren, it's 26,000.
Yeah, 26,000. So on that, Michelle, what was the figure you said?
Yeah, add another 1,846, so that'll take her up to the 27,846.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh. Wow. What did you study, Lauren?
I studied HR management for a business degree.
And are you full-time now working?
Yeah,
I've
been working for a few years now.
That's a double taxing.
Yeah, that's
it's the L taxing on the 15th and a little bit of hex. So 26,000 now goes up to 27,846 for you, mate. So that's a little bit of bad luck, but there's millions and millions out there that are getting rammed as well.
I know, not just me.
No, you're not alone.
Should probably go and get some people fired today. Just the fury of the extra 7%.
Well, so HR. Lauren, whenever I hear HR's in town, I'm out the window. What sort of presence do you have in the office place?
I'm the office manager.
You're not one of those people top dog. Walks in and they go, oh, crap, Lauren's here.
Who did something?
No.
Nah.
Whatever, like Christmas party.
Day-to-day fixture. No Fear Lauren.
All right. No Fear Lauren. We're going to hook you up with $185 to spend at Automasters. That's coming your way. Well done.
Thank you.
It's okay. Get a car service.
Still dejection.
So, Sean, you're down, Michelle. Sean, you're down to $4,000, I believe.
What did you say before?
I'm on a duck egg, so
you're
I'm zero.
Egg,
so the AFL Players Association pay for our university to get degrees.
Good.
That's unreal.
But you have to pass.
Okay, so if you fail, you get the bill.
You get the bill.
Oh,
so what was happening was a lot of players were starting, I want to do this, and then pulling out and then leaving a bill for the AFL Players Association to pay. So pass, get paid. So you pay first, you pay your $2,000, whatever subject is, and then you put your application and get your $2,000 back.
Gee, how's that? It's like going into a court of law. Oh, you lost and you're paying their fees.
That worked,
well.
Though. Like, sharpened me up. I had a couple roll into a hex situation that I might. I just got a bit busy during the off-season overseas and I might have missed a few things.
The old nightclub specialist. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no mate. Time for the books.
The old Barclay button, not the book button, I used to call it.
$185 to spend at Automasters coming. Lauren from Woodvale's Way. Her nearest Automasters is Wongarra or Belden, closest to Woodvale. And if you see any issue firsthand with AutoCam, real-time video reporting direct from your Automasters technician. Good blocks at Automasters. Get down there today, 92.9.
I feel like we deflated Lauren.
That's all right. Everyone's getting through.
Yeah, I know, but the government gave her $1,800
debt. It comes a little bit, doesn't it?
What about, though, and a private conversation with Sean, who's down to four, which is great. I said, why didn't you just pay the last four off? Because I got no more money.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
your determination.
He's doing all the study, so he's going to be really well equipped.
And they are kicking goals from everywhere.
He is a star.
Zaves. Spot report. AFL.
Let's start with some AFL. Unfortunately, Fremantle supports Jago O'Meara's 1 week suspension's been upheld. I thought he was a little bit stiff there.
What did he do? Just a little tackle.
Right. I thought he was a little bit stiff. If the others were getting a little bit lean, I thought he was a little bit stiff. The big story of the week, of course, is the Hawthorn investigation. The AFL saying nothing to answer to for those three men: Alistair Clarkson, Chris Fagan, and Jason Burt. We haven't heard from Jason Burt throughout the period. He's probably the one that's been out of sight and out of mind, of course, not a senior coach like Clarko and Fagan. Mm. Anyway, he released a statement on his LinkedIn page, and last night on 360, Jared Waitley went over it.
I also think it's important to clarify that Zach and Kylie, who continue to make allegations to the media, are not Indigenous Australians. I think why is that important? That hasn't been in the public domain.
No. Should it be in the public domain?
Yeah, I think we've worked under the idea that these are Indigenous Australians.
So who are they?
I don't know the answer to that. All I know is what's read in that statement.
I reckon they probably do know the answer to that. But anyway, we keep ploughing on.
I just felt unbelievable that it's trying to make a headline out of Clarkson. It's like 2 seconds. If he's going to spring straight back and going back again, it's like unbelievable.
Yeah, moving on, last night's draft. Ryan Marrick, of course. So we look forward to speaking to him at 8 o'clock today as well. He had to say about being the number one pick in the preseason draft and the hard work it took.
Oh, it means a lot. I've worked very, very hard to get in. Yeah, it's all happened very quickly. So, yeah, just off the back of a lot of hard work. I've sort of dreamed about this for a while, but to finally get read out hasn't really felt real until now.
Harley Reid, the number one draft pick coming up this year. So don't get mistaken, mid-season draft number one pick. Very, very different. So number one draft pick, end of the year, you hope to get 300-game all-star superstar, one of the best. Mid-season draft, or if you get 100 games out of him, you've had a massive win. John Newcomb at Hawthorn's been a success, and John Noble has. The top of my head, I can't think of too many more. So the expectations aren't anywhere near what the draftees at the end of the year are. Leaving Drouin and coming to Perth, some people might be daunted about that.
Oh, it's obviously going to be a bit difficult leaving everyone, but I feel like I'd thrive. I've always been a pretty independent and adventurous person. And moving away to play footy, I couldn't think of anything better. So, yeah, I'm just so happy. I reckon I love it. So just can't wait to get over there, I guess.
Great attitude by the young man there, Michelle. And last but not least, don't cry to the senior coach. Don't cry to Simo. Don't cry to Simo.
Congratulate me. And, yeah, I sort of broke down there again. I thought I was composing and sort of crying to the head coach. So that's a bit awkward. But, it was just congratulating me, just saying you can't wait to meet me. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Dream come true for the young man.
I
reckon a lot of senior players from top to bottom would have shed a tear with the senior coach at some stage throughout their career. And, Sean, move me along, mate.
Basketball.
Jimmy Butler, of course, the NBA finals kicking off tomorrow. Game one, can't wait. The boss is awake. All right, I won't say what I was going to say. I won't be here much later than 8:30 tomorrow.
Just going to wrap that up.
8:30, game one. I need to do it for work, research, sports report. That's all I keep
Conference,
thinking.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jimmy Butler's the star for Miami. And he's been asked what is he going to do to prepare for game one. What does he do?
I'll just be drinking some water, listen to some music. I think that's the formula. You just got to listen to music, drink water, drink wine, play spades and dominoes.
What are you going to listen to before game one?
Before game one, probably Dermot Kennedy, honestly. He'd be having me grooving.
Water, wine, spades, dominoes, and this man.
The rain, it ain't permanent, and soon we'll be dancing in the sun.
That's every morning.
We'll be dancing
in the sun. Dermot Kennedy. Look at this. Just swaying. More shot, different. What else has Derm got?
Once upon a time.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bit more.
This one will be the layup line. Layup line. Layups. Dunks. Reverse dunks. Downtown. Free balls.
The other
fly
one.
Right out, Sean. One more. What else you got?
I see everything you can.
Oh, that's me in the roof by myself. Thinking about my family, my loved ones. Oh. Game on. Let's do it. Go Miami. Stick it right up them.
Oh, good.
X.
Hey, we're going to talk about the Sailor, of course, up next too. Yes, we are going to go to the Origin straight after this break. We've got Wendell on to cover everything New South Wales, of course, getting the chocolates last night. Queensland getting the chocolates over a very, very disappointing New South Wales.
Not in front of Del, mate.
Pull yourself together,
Rex. They're done.
They're bad, mate. They're bad.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
State of Origin.
Munster. Oh. He chopped off a defender. That was Hines. Now to the Hammer. Hammer's away. He gets into the clear. Hammer comes to the fullback. Rock flips it and scores. Queensland. They never, ever, ever say die.
Wally Lewis dry humping the life out of it during that try there. But we need to speak to Big Dal. Good morning, Wendell.
Oh, mate, what a great morning and a great morning to be a Queenslander.
Mate, was that win almost as good as it gets? A man down, not the favourites, of course, before the game played in Adelaide, and then to come over the top with a man down. That was a huge victory last night.
Yeah, I just thought Queensland, that was one for the ages there. They dug deep there. Obviously, New South Wales, you know, they came back at them, and when Appy Coruscant scored that try, I was just going, oh, come on, boys. And then, you know, to get Thomas Flegler sent off, 12 or 13 minutes to go, like, that was innocuous, that, and I don't think it was a
bloody oath it was.
And it's, you know, it's there's nothing like State of Origin. And then, you know, that's just friendly fire. And unfortunately, Tommy Flegler's gone off, and I'm just going, come on, boys. And then just to see how smart they were, because Nicho Hynes comes on and plays in the centre, and Cam Munster, I don't care what you say about Cam Munster. He's a big game player.
Oh, yeah.
He identified that Nicho Hynes is into the centre. So then he goes, I'm going to take him on down there. And to score two tries with 12 men is epic in any sort of contest.
God, now to peel it apart, of course, Billy Slater there at the helm. But everyone's you've got to turn into little stories now. So Cam Smith was in the room.
Billy's mates are all there still.
All this sort of stuff. What are they trying to make out of that? And I was just going to say, they're so thick as thieves, Billy Slater and Cam Smith and all that gang. What's the go there in the change rooms with Cam there?
Well, they're very good at what they do. They understand. They had obviously, you know, those 8 out of 9 victories or something as Origin series back in the day. But, they, you know, they've all been best mates. First and obviously Nate Miles as well. So, mate, that's that group of players, or ex-players, I suppose, they're on the coaching staff. So they know what it takes. See, at Origin level, I don't think you have to be the best coach, but I think you've got to be a great man manager and tap into what works for you. And that's where Freddie and New South Wales have missed it a little bit. Like, look, New South Wales had a good squad, but there was just a couple of selections that people didn't agree with, and they were saying, like, Nicho Hynes and stuff. But you know what? You've got to go out there and play. Like, Reece Walsh, can I just say this? Reece Walsh, mate, I don't know. I think he's too pretty to play rugby league.
But he's a sexy guy, isn't he?
A young 20-year-old. Goodness me, I'm a dad with two kids, and I fell in love last night watching the big screen.
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that because, you know, I talk about it. I said, mate, what about his eyes? And, like, obviously, you know, the way that he looks, but even the way that he plays, he's just tough. And to see him with his daughter at the end and the way that he spoke, I just think that's everything good about rugby league, you know?
Yeah. It's a bit hard, Big Dal, because I've been told I look a little bit like Reece Walsh. I'm the Reece Walsh of Perth, is what they've
just
sort of suggested. But, mate, the Blues had the selections. Like, Tedesco had a car injury. Tedesco hasn't been in great form. Tommy Turbo hasn't been in great form and injured. They went with some big names, but not a lot in form, whereas the Queenslanders had some players in ripping form.
Yeah, that's right. I think, you know, Billy copped a bit of slack, you know, because obviously, you know, why didn't you pick Callum Ponga? Why didn't you pick Dane Gagai? You know, Christian Welsh. Yeah, he's back in ACL. But Billy does things his way. And then obviously even Freddie, sometimes New South Wales have got too many to select from. And look, I'm all for Turbo and Tedesco getting the opportunity because I think that put enough runs forward to get. Yeah. And even the players they picked, I've got to be honest, Hudson Young for me was a player that, you know, Origin's a different beast. And even Hudson Young getting an opportunity there, you know, people say, oh, mate, Freddie got that wrong. Well, you know, it's all right in hindsight to say that. But mate, they had every opportunity. I reckon they had enough good ball to close that game out. New South Wales, and they just didn't because Queensland didn't allow them. They just played like even the try at the end there, mate. A front rower jumping over a fullback, that doesn't happen much. Nah. You know, it wasn't. It was just they just wanted it so much.
Yeah, it was magic. I've got to just creep into the caller's box there. And I'm just waiting. Has Joey Johns had a proper meltdown just yet? Because he gets emotional over Origin time. I didn't see anything displayed properly last night. But when is it coming, if it hasn't already?
You can tell Joey was a bit he was a bit disappointed because, as he said, you know, he sort of had a crack at Nathan Cleary and Jerome Luai there saying they had enough opportunities to score. But also, I think they got it wrong in the sense where – you need to play two number nines or two hookers. You saw the difference with Harry Grant and Ben Hunt, you know?
Yeah.
And that's because even though Appy scored that try, by the end of Appy didn't have that sort of attacking power to come out and sort of snipe, you know? And as, you know, Harry Grant did. You know, I think they got that wrong because even Nicho Hynes on the bench, they got that wrong too, I suppose. But that's Origin football, and I heard Billy talk after the game, and, you know, he was so passionate about it. He's so proud of that team.
Mate, before we let you off the hook, you yourself as a father, mate, your young lad running around, how are you going as a dad watching the young bull make his way through the league?
Yeah, mate, it's good for him, mate. Look, you know, what, I'm really proud of him because, you know, all the kids get compared to their dads and their mums and stuff, but what I'm proud of, he doesn't watch a lot of football. He loves playing football, but he doesn't watch a lot of football. And you'd love this. The other day, I called him to see how he was going up there in Brisbane. And and then I said to my wife, and I said, mate, where's Tristan? I can't get hold of him. She goes, oh, he's at Italian lessons tonight. So,
tell Mickey I'm not heavy, yeah.
Yeah, so he's studying law at the moment, which I'm really proud of him, man. He's had a tough couple of years, but, you know, he stays true to himself. And the way that he played on the weekend, you know, people say, oh, mate, well, your son played well. And I said, yeah, what I say to people now is I'm Tristan Saylor's dad, you know?
Yes.
You know, son of Wendell Saylor. So I just think that's nice for our family and nice for him. He's worked hard, so yeah.
Good to hear, mate. Thanks for jumping on.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Do you know what? There was part of me in my brain and then it went, no, don't do that. You know how you do a pinch and a punch for the first day of the month?
Yeah,
you're going to do
it. And I thought, Xavier, I'm getting to know you, obviously. And I was like, he'd hate that so much.
You're not a pinch and punch guy.
You can't what return serve to whoever clips you if they're female to start with. So you're an open slather sort of person.
We need
a shell whacks me, I can't fire back.
A pinch and a punch, and then you're like, ha, ha, ha. And then somehow something swings from a roof and hits me in the head.
Nah, then I go
it's
with
an accident.
A flick and a kick because I'm a prick or something.
Oh, no, flicking a kick for being so quick. Yeah, I love the way you were pricking.
Brick works.
Top tier school. That's where we went.
That's where you learned the good stuff.
Tier one gear.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
First, so we're going from the number one draft pick who hopefully has a fruitful, healthy career to...
Yes.
Do you use cannabis to medicate some back pain or something or other?
Treat
so today I'm
things.
Heading off to get a scan on my back. I've got a bit of a back problem. It's giving me absolute irrits. I've got to put my jocks on and pants on, like using my feet and like try and wiggle them up.
Like an old
that's
man.
That's not perfect,
oh,
is
nah,
it?
It's so sore as a boil at the moment, the back. So anyway, I'm off for a scan today, and just so it happens, it coincides with this story that there's plans for WA's first cannabis health retreat in Denmark have been revealed, a $5 million retreat. So what they're essentially doing is, at the moment, cannabis and stuff has been legal since 2016.
Yeah. Medically, yeah. So you've got to have your script, don't you? And say, here's my issue, yes, and get a written script.
So now they're heading towards a day spa where you take, you've got your medical stuff to help your treatment. Of course, covering all sorts of bits and pieces, pain, sleeping issues, blood pressure. Obesity, anxiety, all that sort of stuff.
So it's holistic and healing.
Yeah, it's a healing. It's the healing option. So with my back pain,
get it in.
Listen,
I'm healing my back. No, I won't do that. But anyway, A lot of people do medicate, obviously via the doctors. 2016, as I said, has been legal. 1-3-5-3, are you in that category? Are you medicated for pain, sleeping issues?
Hang on, I've got glaucoma. And then your mate had glaucoma, and then your other mate had glaucoma. And the smoking helps that.
Oh, does it?
And then all of a sudden you're knocking on the door. Some people, things just crop up with these medicinal marijuana prescriptions, I've noticed.
There you go. Medicinal marijuana, again, the first health retreat. Denmark's been revealed. $5 million. It looks bloody flashy to tell you the truth.
It looks very, very good.
I could stay there and not smoke the weed. I'd be happy to stay there as
watch.
A guest.
You know, just watch. That'd be fun.
So sleeping disorders, chronic pain. Are you in that category? Yeah. Are you,
So is it? So you want to know if anyone's out there using it at the moment to look after
to
back pain
to coincide with
or
the
something.
Back pain of... I'm getting at the moment, as I said, a scan tonight. But it just coincides with the plans for the first cannabis health retreat opening in Denmark. So 1-3-5-3, are you in that category? Are you medicating yourself for some sort of ailment?
Yep.
Let's start off with Mike. How you doing, Mike?
Yeah, good.
Now, you've got a bit of pain, and how do you treat it?
So I was just born with a few spinal issues and what have you, and I've just always been given Tramadol and codeine. Yeah, and I just got sick of taking it. It's a bit addictive, and then I heard that it actually kills more people than any other drug in Australia.
Jeez. You're talking about the hardcore. So these are hardcore painkillers that are prescribed. Yeah,
but they just gave them to me ever since I was like 15.
Gee whiz! Yeah, and can you get addicted to that gear?
Oh, I've had my spells of taking more than I need to.
Yeah, well, on.
So I just asked my doctor one day. I said, is there an alternative? I heard about the medicinal cannabis, what have you, and he couldn't give it to me fast enough.
Yeah, there you go. Right. So you use the oil, and just explain to everyone, it doesn't, like, you're not walking around high because you're using oil. How does it work?
It's 92% CBD and 8% THC.
Right.
I put 1 mL under my tongue twice a day when required.
You're right.
And what how quickly does it kick in? So I've got a bit of a back scratch at the moment. So how long until
you don't feel it kick in. It just kind of happens. And there's no actual psychoactive effect to it.
Of course.
Yeah.
But every other effect, like I started sleeping better, my anxiety got better, my general mental health got better, as well as my pain went away. I stopped having to take it every day, whereas I take opiates quite regularly.
Mm.
Now I only take this stuff when something happens and I'm in pain.
Yeah, I'm big in the Pilates world, mate. How long until I'm doing the downward dog?
Oh, look, mate, I don't know. Everyone's different, but hey, I can't vouch enough for it.
Mike's got to go. He's got to swing through the jungle on a vine. He's just doing stuff. Yeah, he's limber, you know what I mean? All right, Sash is on the line. How are you, Sash?
I'm good, mate. How are you, Sam?
Oh, very well. All right. Yeah, you were talking about your cat in this instance. What do you got going on
there? I know. Well, she's been sick for a while and been losing weight, and she got diagnosed with triaditis, which is your kidneys, liver, and your intestines, and they get inflamed because, cats can't eat carbohydrates, and the processed food causes them to get sick.
Okay.
So I've had scans, I've had ultrasounds, I've had everything, I've put her on probiotics, I've given her everything, and then it was suggested that I give her hemp oil.
Mm.
So I've popped down a Freo market, the farmer's markets in Fremantle, there's a guy there that sells the CBD oil there, so we're having a chat to him, and he suggested give her that, and he said even try it yourself for your back pain, but I put a drop on her food every night. Mm-hmm. I started to try it for a while. It improved her. Her mood was getting a bit better. She was in less pain. And I thought, I'm not really sure if it's doing the deal here. So I took her off it.
Yeah.
And she started to get a bit hissy at me every time I'd be feeding her food. So I'd have to, like, literally run to jump in my bed because she couldn't go near her. It would be almost like she's seen a cat and she's gone off her socks.
Wow.
Yeah. So and then I put it back on it a couple of weeks ago, and she's as chilled as anything.
Like, she's stoned. She's actually stoned.
She's wearing a beret. She's got one of those extender holders on it.
She's the most chilled chinchilla right now, I tell you. And she's happy as Larry. She's been left pain. But yeah, it really actually works. She's actually, her mood has changed. She's much better. She's eating her food.
Your cat's not a cat.
She's the mother of the year, Sash is. That's good.
Oh, Sash, that's great. Just pop down to the Freo markets for the cat.
I'm going down the markets now, yeah.
Funnily enough, Freo market's getting a $3 million upgrade.
I saw that. Yeah, mate, I love that place.
I'm just delivering news everywhere.
I love
here,
that place.
Bang.
Wow. Yeah, what a latch and key. That's my favourite little shop in there. G'day, guys.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
We're going out for the long weekend.
We are going for the long weekend,
I've got a couple of mates and we're going down south. There's a meeting or a powwow, as it's been called in an email.
A meeting.
It's happening after the show.
Oh, what? A catch up?
Yeah, just little heads together. Straight up, I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Well, that's the first mistake, I think. Yeah,
well, I'm hesitant because they tried to get me yesterday. I'm like, I've already gone.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Well, here's the thing, right?
Drinks.
Because we've already touched base. I've booked a restaurant. Mm-hmm. A couple of other people have booked restaurants and all that. So we've got the weekend planned out food-wise and how, it's going to be a journey.
Yeah.
And then I go, all right, because two of us finish early like I do because of breakfast hours. And one of us actually has a medical appointment that day, so I'll probably get out about lunchtime, maybe a little bit after.
Also known as the ball and chain.
and then it comes out in the conversation. And I said, all right, well, what time will we head down? Was the question. I'm like,
8:31.
No, I was like, what? when we head down? Yeah, well, we'll all share a car.
Oh.
It'd be stupid for us all to go separately. And I'm like, no, it wouldn't at all. Nah. It wouldn't at all. I need my own Batmobile, my own getaway car, whatever I want to do. There's been mention of a Shell museum, which sounds delightful, but I may not be at that one. Yeah, Shell like museum. As in literally shells off the beach, a Shell thing, which I'm sure is lovely, but I might need to go somewhere else that day. I might need to go somewhere else that day, so I might want my own car. Here's my question, though, right? We three of us, including myself, do you carpool down? This is just down Margaret River Way.
What chassis are we getting in? What are the options?
Okay. Well,
I mean, if
thing.
Someone's got a Range Rover, then I'm probably popping in.
Jump in.
The 2011 Mazda 3, my car, I think is the largest. Right. I just said 2011 Mazda 3, mate. They can join the dots.
So 12-year-old Mazda. Yeah, 12-year-old Mazda.
You don't need to be a mechanic. I've got the largest car. I think, I'm pretty sure I've got the largest car. So I am.
We're at comfort. One, you're a little
Land
Ferrari.
Rover of that. No. We're not talking the pasty Porsche, the little Porsche.
No,
I think we're talking like Barina-esque and something else. So, like, I've got the big rig.
Head to the Shell Museum in the Barina. That's a no for me.
Thank you. Here's the question, right? Do you carpool or do you go on your own? Because I'm going on my own. I could break some hearts today when I go to the Mazda 3 and myself go on my own. Yeah.
No, but also, sometimes, what is it? Where you start? What towns are you heading towards?
Just Margaret River and then around.
3 hours. Well, there's some phone calls you want to make there. Mm. There's all sorts of stuff. I mean, I'm sometimes happy if someone's driving something. Yeah, and you can sit there and a few
beers.
So what
are you saying? Yeah, you could carpool because you'll get things done?
You're on the fence here,
but
mate.
Also, no. But
really
I'm leaving at 8:30.
Mate. I just love this black and white.
I'm leaving at 8:30.
That's not the question.
I'm
carpooling.
I'm leaving at 8:30.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, and if you're in my car, you're in.
Well, that's probably ruled out couple.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I'm
anyhow,
saying carpool.
Carpool.
I'm
not carpooling. Or not carpool?
I'm not carpooling.
You're carpooling. I'm not carpooling.
There's only three of you. Just jump in, have a couple of drinks.
1-333-53. Do you carpool or not? I reckon the carpool is just a chance for everything to go to crap.
Yeah, no. 8:31, I'm gone. To go bang. To crap. See you later. By myself.
Give us a call. 1-333-53. Do carpools work or is it just a mess?
Okay.
Because I'm saying no to the carpool.
So the down south
I have to break
trip.
It to them after this.
Yeah, right. Down this is what's
trip.
Happening next.
Or they're listening and they understand now that I won't be there. The Mazda 3 and I.
Call in if you are.
On our own,
The down south trip to Margaret River, Boston, wherever you go, is it a carpool job or is it just individual cars?
Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
Mate, are you getting in the car with everyone? Or
don't,
you
do Don't do it.
Yeah, go on.
It's the car trip home that's the problem. When you have some cat fights during your real estate conference that no one expected, and then all of a sudden you're sitting shoulder to shoulder in a car on the way back.
Yeah,
with the way back.
Yeah. How long was the way back? How long was this
Well,
trip,
this was
Lisa?
Just Busselton, but that was long enough.
Let's undress this, Lisa. What was the fight about? It's almost like the Barney.
Well, you know, a bunch full of property managers at a work conference in Busselton. I mean, you know, it was all great. But then add some alcohol then there was some catfights. And then you're stuck with each other coming back.
Jeez, and real estate.
And your car is your world.
Your tunes, your podcast, whatever you want, and no catfight hangover.
I just see it as a good opportunity to nut out what the problem was.
Oh, jeez.
2 hours, just, you know, sit there and resolve the issues.
Yeah. I believe it was called Mad Max Thunderdome. They did that there as well. So it's like Travis is on the line. Hey, Travis.
Morning. How are we doing?
Very well. All right, you're pro the carpool. Get them all together and get it on. How's that gone down for you?
That's it. That's half the fun, to be honest. Look, I got roped into drive when we did a boys' trip a couple of years ago out to Cal.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's, you know, having a couple of beers on the way down, except me, obviously, driving. Yeah. And every hour or so, they wanted to stop to go to the toilet because they're knocking back a few.
Yeah, you're fucked.
So, normally a 6-7 hour trip took us about 9.5 hours with all the stops.
Jeez.
it's all part of it. It's all part of it.
And then you'd have to round them up again when they went to have a pee because something hilarious would probably happen out on the side of the road. That's the go, isn't it, Travis?
Like I said, half the fun.
Yeah. Did you think about dumping anyone at any given moment because you were the driver? Like, just drive now. Leave Trav, behind, but multiples.
Yeah, right.
The issue is, too, when you're having a few going on a road trip, you don't need to wee at that time when you pull over.
Oh, no.
But 20 minutes later, you're like, bloody hell, Trav, I've got to go now, mate. And then
you've got children. I don't feel like going. Just go.
Yeah.
Just go.
Albie just went last night in the middle of the living room. Good on him.
On your Albie.
Just went.
He didn't feel like it when you suggested
just
before
went.
Bed.
Just went.
Steve's on the line. What do you reckon, Steve?
Hell no.
Hell no.
And especially especially if they've got kids, because I'm going to the brewery and they can go see all the sheep and goats that they want.
Yes.
I'd go as far as to say if I was in Xavier's situation, I'd stick the rest of the family in one car, go in my own car, follow behind them, put my own tunes on and enjoy my trip.
Jeez, if that was the goal and he was doing that.
That's, I am pumped.
And I was going to say, he doesn't do that. That's why he's still married. Yeah, all right. So Steve's a definite no,
definite no,
especially if kids are involved. Who we got next there, Zafe?
Mel, good morning.
Hey.
Mate, carpooling, yay or nay? And if nay, what happened?
No for carpooling. Girlfriend and my cousin and myself decided to do a road trip down to the family holiday house at Walpole.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend decided to sing every single song on her podcast on about 100 the whole way.
Melanie, I can't.
I know.
I would have found the break
pretty hard. It got better. It got better.
What happened? What happened
I
after?
I just remember getting out of the car, massive headache, and then we decided to go to a couple of wineries along the way from Walpole to Albany.
And it would have got worse with the drinking.
Singing again, and then decided to sing all the way home.
Yeah. Oh, mate, I'm telling you, I've had a similar thing where we were on tour for a radio show and, mate, the singing, and it's just like, Melanie, we got something for Melanie. Seriously.
It's a karate chop
just
to the throat.
Just a warm hug or something.
Melanie,
hang on, I
want to
ask what Mel's learned from it.
Have you learned anything
from
it, Melanie?
Have you learned anything from this, Mel?
Look, I've never carpooled again, but funny enough, this long weekend I'm actually taking my son and his mate down to Walpole, and I'm like, no one else is coming.
Yeah, she's entered enough. The arena again, ladies and gentlemen. Call us back. Give me an update after that, Melanie. Brave woman.
Not sure it's full-on carpooling when your young son's got to get
young
in. No, I'm calling that.
I mean, that's just giving your son a lift to walk.
Yeah. You go to the footy. Well, I'm not carpooling you. No.
Save and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Last night, big night.
And with pick number one in the 2023 AFL mid-season rookie draft, West Coast have selected Ryan Marrick from Gippsland Power.
Ryan Marrick from Gippsland Power, mate. Welcome to Triple M Perth. We look forward to getting you over quick, smart. When are you arriving in Perth?
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. So I leave at 1:30 Melbourne time today, so should be over there early afternoon.
Ah, beautiful. Now, Michelle, I worry about these Gippsland boys. I know they've got a good level of rat bag, and then when I read from Druin, that's Thal Thomas territory.
I know some Druin people.
High alert over here in Perth, mate. Yeah. But Gippsland Power, being a Gippsland boy myself, mate, they must have done a lot for you to get you to that point last night where your name was read out.
Yeah, absolutely. They've done heaps of me. They've been unreal, sort of. Maybe only a year ago I was playing for under-18s at Drill, and they sort of bring me in. And, I've worked heaps with them and the coaches. So, a lot of credit goes to them.
Now, Perth, how familiar are you with WA?
Not very familiar. I've never been over there. So
sunny in 36 today. Sunny in 36.
I can hope.
Yeah, and this is what he'll get. Oh, geez, you brought the weather with you. Put on your ride. Yeah.
It's pissing down, mate. It's pissing down.
Yeah, now, are you excited? What's it feel like? I mean, it's sort of, did you go in going, oh, this is what's going to happen, 99.9?
Nah, not really. I didn't really have too much indication, I guess. They sort of kept their cards pretty close to their chest. I knew it was sort of, like, it could happen, but, I still wasn't 100% sure. But, I'm so stoked. Couldn't think of anything better. So happy.
And just has anyone come to you and gone, hey, I'll tell you what about Perth. This is how you play the game over there. As in how to live, where to live. Any hints and tips from mates?
Not really. Not too much background. But I sort of got the inkling of, like, where I'm going to be staying and all the first-year boys are going to come greet me at the airport, so that's pretty unreal. So.
Oh, nice. That's lovely.
Yeah, mate, it's a fantastic club. I can't recommend it any higher. They've got everything you'll need to be successful there. Mate, in my life, I've gone north with the weight. You've gone south. You dropped a lot of weight there over a period of time. What was the story there?
Yeah, so sort of when I was 15, I grew like 30 centimetres in over a year and a bit, and then sort of had heaps of lower back issues and sort of had a year of footy when I was 15, and start to put all the weight on then, and got to maybe early 2021, late 2020, start to make a change. I saw my brother drop 20 kilos, so it was a big inspiration for me. He sort of got me on a diet and got me in the gym and was dropping all the weight, and then got glandular fever started last year, which rocked me for about 3 months. So
yeah,
sort of been quite a long journey to get here now, but so thankful.
Any soft tips on the 20 kilos? Any soft, quick tips for just someone here that might have a keen ear?
I used to snack heaps, so staying up late, snacking, all the salty stuff that doesn't keep you full, but can stay in your system. So don't be up late snacking.
Ryan,
I didn't hear
beer. You're in the clear. What favourite snack, Ryan? You don't have a care in the world. You can eat anything and it won't put weight on you. What is it?
Oh, I'm either just going to hot chips or just potato chips. That's always been my...
Oh, you're nice.
Always been my food that I've gone to. That's probably put most of it on, but...
Mate, what did you do last night? The name gets read out, pick one pre-season draft. You work in a pizza shop and you're at Woolies and whatnot, like every good country lad. What did you do last night?
Yeah, not too much. Just had all my family and some close mates at the Drill and Footy Club social room. So a lot of memories there. It's a nice little venue to have it at. And then sort of just hung around there for a bit and... Yeah, went home, I guess, and need to get some rest. So I'm up pretty early this morning.
If only the Wolves could speak at the Drill and Footy Club. There'd be a few good nights in there, mate. So Adam Simpson knocks on the door, not this week, but, you know, in future weeks to come play for West Coast. What can the supporters look forward to seeing, mate? It says you're a little bit like a Bailey Fritch type forward. What are we looking forward to seeing from you?
Yeah, just that mobile, crafty forward that's really good around goals and can get it 70, 80 metres out and use my... elite kicking skills, and I feel like every time I have a possession, I don't waste it.
Oh, I like that.
I like the way you talk.
You're coming to Perth, mate, with anyone? Have you got a partner or anything? Mum and Dad going to come over any stage soon, or are you coming over empty-handed?
Pretty empty-handed, I guess. Sort of just flying over today, and then I think Eagles have a bye in like 2 weeks, so I might have a chance to come back for a couple of days and see family. But yeah, sort of just on my own today.
Lovely. So no girlfriend?
No girlfriend, not.
I'll get that out there for you, Ryan.
I meant to deep dive on that. You be careful of this guy, Ryan, okay? He's a bit of a creeper when it comes to some of the boys at the club. I'm trying to shag Liam Duggan. That's the only thing I'm trying to put my hand up for that.
I'll keep that in mind.
Full alert. Eyes open, Ryan.
Ryan Marriage, West Coast Eagles' latest recruit. Safe travels today, Ryan. We'll catch up with you next time you're in Perth, okay?
Nah, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.